From the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, this is the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because truth matters and life matters more. On today's special edition of the Bible Answer Man, we pick up where we ended on our previous broadcast and present more of an episode of the Hank Unplugged podcast. Hank is talking with Dr. Bob Fu, a former dissident and pastor of an illegal underground church in China, and author of God's Double Agent, the true story of a Chinese Christian's fight for freedom. Let's now join Hank Hanegraaff and Dr. Bob Fu in their conversation.
I want you to talk a lot about China aid. You are doing something about the persecuted church in China, and China's Underground Railroad is a big part of that.
Well, thank you, Hank. I was originally studying at Westminster Theological Seminary immediately after we came to the U.S., and I had never thought I would establish an NGO, a nonprofit organization by myself, because I was preparing myself as a missionary theologian, basically feel the Lord's calling for me to receive the best theological education so that I can be equipped thoroughly to train the trainers for the graduate level of the Chinese house church leaders and teachers. And that, you know, the Lord, again, has a better idea than we can plan for ourselves. And so during these years in Philadelphia, I constantly received phone calls from our persecuted brothers and sisters in China. I mean, at that time, back to the 1990s, they still have people using fax machines, right? And letters. And so I just got all kinds of message, and sometimes even live, I heard from our brother or sister in Christ, said, "Oh, Brother Fu, they are coming. They are knocking on the door." I could literally hear the public security bureau officers and agents broke into the door and start confiscating, yelling at these Christian house churches. And they basically asked me to pray for them and to help them anyway. I mean, sometimes really midnight is China's daytime, and even the White House has shut down, right? So what could we do? I just said, you know, the Lord, I know these Bible verses said, remember those who are in prison as if we are fellow prisoners. Hebrews 13:3, and I know, especially, you know, when Jesus said, if, you know, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, I'm naked, I'm imprisoned, and a piece of bread, a cup of water, a piece of clothes, and the last one is more difficult, visit me in prison. You know, how can I, you know, visit my brothers and sisters in prison when I'm a refugee in the United States? I mean, that's how I just started this organization, basically feeling, well, at least I can be a voice for those voiceless brothers and sisters. At least if, you know, America is the most powerful free world country with the value, Lord forbid, you know, this now there's some challenges, right? The First Amendment, these religious freedom values. We just actually finished a three-day international religious freedom summit with the largest gathering ever in Washington, D.C., bringing from many, many countries the organizations, advocacy, and also victims of religious persecution from different faith traditions this week. And so that, I mean, at least we can speak for them, and we can also help them. You know, we can just save one cup of coffee. It would feed, you know, a family prisoner, their children, for a day or maybe 2 days. And then if their life is in danger, we should go and rescue them. I mean, just like the Underground Railroad. And if we have the best theological knowledge, I mean, there are more Bibles, you know, in America household, I think, than the rest of the world combined, you know, all kinds of versions, right? But yet our brothers and sisters are still hungry for the basic biblical education, Christian worldview, and rule of law training. So that's bought in China Aid, we later on developed into a 3E mission. So China Aid was established with the mission to advance religious freedom and the rule of law in China for all by exposing the abuses, by encouraging the abuse, by equipping the leaders. So basically that's the 3E, expose, encourage, and equip.
Let me say something really quickly before we go on, and that is your book, God's Double Agent. It's the true story of a Chinese Christian's fight for freedom. The Chinese Christian we're talking about, of course, is Bob Fu. He is the author. This book, available for anyone who stands shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. All you have to do is go to the web at equip.org. You can order your copy just for your support of the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. This is one of those books that I'm very passionate about. It's the kind of book that you can't put down. I started reading it again, it's probably a second or a third time, just yesterday. And I didn't put it down again until early this morning. I finished the last page. This is a gripping story, but I think it's also something that will motivate people to want to use their life for an eternal perspective. Again, the book is titled God's Double Agent. You get your copy on the web at equip.org, or you can write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Bob, I think you are probably the best person to ask the following question, and that is the difference between China when you were growing up and China today. I mean, we're looking at a time during your growth within the culture of China to a time where you are now in America, and it seems as though we have gone in China from the control of Christianity to the eradication of Christianity. And I say that having spent a lot of time in China myself. I mean, the last time I was in China, not all that long ago, you could still meet with Christians in the hotel lobby. You could still meet in house churches around Shanghai or Beijing or Nanjing or other parts of China. Today, all of that seems to be repressed. It seems like the persecution against Christians is leading to that word eradication, but that's the goal. The reality is, as you say, through persecution, the Christian church keeps growing.
Yes, thank you, Hank, for asking that question. You know, after Chairman Mao's Cultural Revolution, when the then senior leader Deng Xiaoping took power, he basically realized that Christianity and Christians cannot be destroyed or eradicated through administrative political campaigns like a Cultural Revolution. And Chairman Mao failed miserably. And even during the Cultural Revolution, no religion is even allowed to exist. Even the government-sanctioned churches would not be allowed to exist. And so that's why they restarted this so-called three-self patriotic moment. Basically, the government-controlled, registered the church moment. And, you know, so that was the time, I mean, all the way until about maybe 8 years ago or something, or 9 years ago, that I think when you were there, I mean, you saw that the policy, even sometimes executed a little bit heavier, sometimes a little softer, persecution did not stop, but at least, you know, in some areas, depending on the government officials, the policy implementation, religious policy implementation is also not the same degree. So that's why, you know, in one area, even the house church, the independent churches were able to operate pretty much above the ground, such as in the city of Wenzhou, a coastal city called the Jerusalem of China. And where the house churches, the independent unregistered house churches were able to even at least competing with the government sanctioned churches. But in other areas like West China, in rural areas, in Xinjiang, Tibet, they would have more restrictions. But in the city, in some cities, some church has more freedom than that of other cities. So there are a lot of variations in the past 30 years before this new president, Xi Jinping, took power. So there's a dramatic turn, especially in the last few years, really in the name of so-called sinicization, which basically means you have to change your religion to be compatible with the socialism, communism ideology. Otherwise, you will be destroyed. So this is the first, really, I think in some 40 years, the new cultural revolution is now becoming apparent.
Don't go away. In just a few moments, we'll rejoin Hank Hanegraaff's conversation with Dr. Bob Fu. Tens of millions of Christians live in China today, leading double lives to hide from a government that relentlessly persecutes them. By day, Bob Fu was a teacher in a communist school. By night, he was a preacher in an underground house church network. God's Double Agent tells the edge of your seat true story of Fu's conversion to Christianity, his arrest and imprisonment for starting an illegal house church, his harrowing escape, and his subsequent rise to prominence in the United States as an advocate for his oppressed brethren in China. To receive your copy of God's Double Agent, the true story of a Chinese Christian's fight for freedom, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org. That's equip.org.
For decades, Hank Hanegraaff has shared the truth of the historic Christian faith by answering questions over the radio, defending the faith through the written word, and preaching from pulpits around the globe. Today, he is ready to share his life in Christ, as detailed in his most profoundly personal piece of penmanship to date, Truth Matters, Life Matters More. Hank feels closer to Christ than ever before and wants you to learn from his experiences, as recounted in Truth Matters, Life Matters More, so that you can join him on life's greatest journey, the journey toward union with God in Christ. To receive your copy of Truth Matters, Life Matters More, The Unexpected Beauty of an Authentic Christian Life, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.
Anyone who's been paying attention knows there's a war going on, not just on traditional morality, civility, and decency, but even more fundamentally on historic notions of truth. And the enemy isn't just the onslaught of fake news facilitated by a post-truth culture and turbocharged by growing legions of ideological spin doctors. No, the real enemies of truth range from postmodernist convictions that there is no objective truth to militant scientism that claims that only science can determine truth, and religion is little more than primitive superstitions. But CRI support team members are not waving a white flag of surrender. They're holding the fort by undergirding every one of Christian Research Institute's mind-shaping and life-changing outreaches 24/7. To learn how you can make a difference and enjoy all the benefits of support team membership, simply visit equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Let's rejoin Bible Answer Man host Hank Hanegraaff and his guest, Dr. Bob Fu, in their conversation.
The new cultural revolution is now becoming apparent. The Communist Party leaders, it's almost like the Nazi Germany time. I mean, they would force the churches to remove and burn, destroy, taking down all the crosses from the rooftop of the church building. Otherwise, the pastors would face imprisonment. I mean, this is not house church. The government sanctioned the church. Pastors sentenced to 10 years, 12 years, 14 years imprisonment for simply refusing to take down the crosses of thousands of churches. And you would see the pastor like Pastor Wang Yi from Early Rain Covenant Church in West China was sentenced to 9 years on Christmas Day 2019 for preaching a sermon basically by citing John 3:16, calling President Xi to repent and offering salvation for him. That's called the subversion of state power, 9 years. And my good old friend, Pastor John Cao, CAO, was sentenced to 7 years for what? He's a Chinese American. He has a Caucasian American wife, Jimmy Powell from North Carolina, with two children, all born in the U.S. I mean, he was sentenced to 7 years imprisonment for basically setting up 16 or 17 schools for 2,000 children who would otherwise have any opportunity to receive an education at all in the Chinese-Burma border areas on the Burma side, even not in China side. The Chinese Communist Party took him and sentenced him to 7 years. And you have other, you know, female pastors, female teachers in the house church. They would receive like 8 years, 10 years, 14 years being accused as evil cult members. The evidence the prosecutor showed in the court, this is in written form. I mean, said, we found during the investigation and reading their homes, the government found evil cult books such as The Pilgrim's Progress, such as John Calvin's Institute of Christian Religion, such as the devotional book called The Streams in the Desert. I mean, these are called evil cult books. So, I mean, if you just polling an ordinary American church and how many of them had read or have a copy of these books, many of them. I mean, so according to this definition, most of the American churches would be subject as evil cult and the leaders would sentence to many, many years imprisonment. So right now, the church has entered into a real winter. I mean, not only the Communist Party continuous harsh crackdown that we have not seen in 40 years, but also they launched the war against the children. I mean, no children under 18 years old, and no students, no Communist Party member, and no Youth League member is even allowed to enter into the church building. Millions of Chinese Christian children were forced to even sign a form, a Communist Party prepared form, to deny and denounce their faith. We have seen so many these forms all over China. And not only children, but also even the medical professionals, doctors, nurses, they are totally forbidden to have Christian faith. So this is a huge moment. I mean, it's a huge campaign, I think, with the aim to eradicate Christian faith. I mean, you are an apologist, and the Communist Party, in the name of sinicization, had developed a 10-year plan to retranslate the Bible so that the Bible new translation would be compatible with the socialism, communism teaching. Tell me, Hank, you know, with your encyclopedia of you know, cause or, you know, Christian faith. I mean, how can you reconcile and make any Orthodox Christian faith compatible with socialism and communism, atheism? That's a self-contradiction, right? But they are doing that.
They're doing that. And what is interesting, you mentioned Nazi Germany. China has the capacity to create a police state that exceeds Nazi Germany because of things like face recognition technology. So there's a way now, there's a mechanism by which you can control the population, even if you have a population of 1.4 billion people. This is something that is in many ways terrifying, because I know, Bob, years ago, I met with the director of the State Administration of Religious Affairs in Beijing.
Yes, you went.
And the story or the narrative that I came away with is that you have a small communist party trying to control a large mass of people. And so obviously what they want to do is keep stasis among the religions, so one religion doesn't become so much larger than others and creates imbalance and therefore becomes a lever to destroy the control of the Communist Chinese Party. That was the narrative that I came away with. But today you have a completely different situation. You have a situation where you can control people in virtually every dimension of their lives because now you have the lever of technology.
Absolutely. You catch a very modern, scary, in a high-tech way, moment. Basically, you can summarize it as a digital authoritarianism. So we enter into a digital age, and what has been developed, now the Chinese Communist Party has installed or about to reach that number, 2.6 billion face recognition cameras installed in every corner of China. Basically, every Chinese will have at least two face recognition cameras following them from traffic light back to their community on the door of their home. 2.6 billion. So the Chinese population is 1.3. And also the Communist Party used this to develop a social credit system. Like when a Christian is greeted when they are in a church, then that record would automatically be reflected on your social credit score. So you would have difficulty even to buy a subway ticket, to renew your membership, to even buy an airline ticket. There are like some 10 million or so already on that blacklist who are banned from flying. So the horrifying thing today in West China, you know, the U.S. government, Secretary Pompeo, already designated as a genocide, crime against humanity. The Chinese Communist Party has established over 380 camps, the modern concentration camps, with between 1 to 3 million primarily ethnic minority groups such as Uyghurs, Kazakhs, with both predominantly, of course, Muslims and Christians are being locked in there. And they are under 24/7 digital surveillance in the camps, and they are being forced to do hard labor and brainwash, and the government customized special earphone that they have to wear 10 hours a day, basically listening to all the propaganda by President Xi Jinping and the Communist Party. Some already went into insanity, and also children camps as well. So in the city of Urumqi, the capital city of Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region, basically every 5 meters, there is a checking point. So there's a group of digital cameras following you. The reason I said that is that we rescued a student who was imprisoned, and then after our advocacy, she was released and came back and reported to us. And she came back and said, after she was released from the concentration camp and back home, she's still not allowed to come back to the U.S. She's a U.S. permanent resident. Her mother is an American citizen. and she was put on in her neighborhood, basically living with her biological father's new family. And she was constrained, basically warned not to walk out of her neighborhood. So one day she put a veil wrapping up her face, and she just walked to a neighboring street. As soon as she crossed the street, just walking a few meters, a strong man just put his hands on her shoulder and dragged her to the police station and said, "We have you served in prison, or, you know, and we saw you, we recognize you." Also, there is another horrifying practice, is the organ harvesting. So that's another topic that is still going on. They would harvest organs from living human beings.
We've run out of time for today's special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Be sure to tune in again next time when we'll continue Hank Hanegraaff's conversation with Dr. Bob Fu, a former dissident and pastor of an illegal underground church in China and author of God's Double Agent, the true story of a Chinese Christian's fight for freedom. Our daily commitment here at the Christian Research Institute is to defend the faith once for all delivered to the saints and equip believers to become true disciples of Jesus Christ. In appreciation for your vital gift to help strengthen and expand CRI's life-changing outreaches, Hank would like to send you the book, God's Double Agent, the true story of a Chinese Christian's fight for freedom. Call a resource consultant at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit our website, equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded by listeners like you. We're on the air because truth matters, and life matters more.
Hank Hanegraaff has dedicated his life to defending truth because truth matters. However, his life and ministry were radically transformed by another three-word phrase, life matters more. Truth matters because Christianity is rooted in history and evidence. Life matters more because it is the experience of union with God. The goal of Christian life is union with God. All attempts to understand Christianity from a solely rational perspective put us in danger of devolving into a transactional rather than transformational relationship with God. Truth Matters, Life Matters More will equip you to move beyond intellectually knowing about God to experientially knowing Him in Christ. To receive your copy of Truth Matters, Life Matters More, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us online at equip.org.